Christian Audio presents Compelled, The Irresistible Call to Share Your Faith by Dudley Rutherford. Narrated by Joe Jeffrey. This book is dedicated to the intensely loyal staff at Shepherd Church, who work every day to reach the city of Los Angeles and the world around us for Jesus Christ. Chapter 1. A Once-in-a-Lifetime Opportunity. The church exists for nothing else but to draw men into Christ. God became man for no other purpose. C.S. Lewis. It was a beautiful night at Dodger Stadium. Loyal fans sporting their team apparel formed a patchwork of blue and white across the multi-level stands. Above, the stadium lights sparkled like diamonds against the near black sky. Below, not a blade of grass was out of place on the baseball field, and the Dodgers were up by 2. Everything seemed perfect. I was sitting behind third base, next to a preacher friend of mine named Ron. He had flown into town, and I was thankful to spend a few hours catching up with him while we watched America's Pastime. Sitting next to Ron was a kid around the age of 12, who I realized right away was completely blind. To this day, that boy is one of the greatest pictures of faith I've ever seen. The entire game, he had his baseball glove on, with his hand outstretched toward the field. His mother sat next to him, and during every play she leaned over to the boy's ear and quietly explained what was taking place. That was a hit to right field. The pitcher just struck out the batter. That was a double play. Throughout the entire game, the mother described every pitch and every play for her son, and throughout the entire game, the boy sat with his glove out, as though he was going to catch a fly ball. In about the fourth or fifth inning, something surprising happened. Just like that, a foul ball popped up and headed precisely in my direction. I looked up and thought, man, this ball is coming straight at me. What happened next, for a moment, seemed extraordinary at least, and miraculous at best. I don't know if it was the spin on the ball, the wind, or the Holy Spirit. But as that ball began its downward trajectory, it seemed to move away from me and toward the blind boy sitting patiently with his baseball glove wide open. My first thought was not that it might land in his glove. That wasn't even a possibility as far as I was concerned. My thought was, that ball is going to hit the boy in the head. It's going to kill him. Thankfully, the baseball flew over his head, missing him by an inch, and landed in the next row. In an instant, four or five guys scrambled down on the floor, fighting for the baseball. During the scuffle, the ball rolled way down the aisle until a lady picked it up. The guys were still fighting for it, so I said, guys, she's got the ball over there. They looked up, and there was this woman, happy as a clam, with the baseball in her hand. She put the ball away and continued to watch the rest of the game. The whole scene bothered me. In my opinion, the ball didn't end up with the right person. After a couple of innings went by, I leaned over to my preacher friend and said, you know what? I'm going to ask that lady if she'll give me the ball so I can give it to that kid. Ron said, no, let me ask her. And I said, no, let me ask her. And he said, no, let me ask her. Okay, I relented. As Ron stood up, I said, hey, before you go, here's a $20 bill. If she won't give it to you, offer her that $20. And if you want to give her $20 of your own, that'll be $40. I bet she'll give it to you for $40. I handed him my 20 and went upstairs to get a Coke. When I returned, Ron was sitting there with a dejected look on his face. What's wrong? I asked him. She wouldn't give it to me, he replied. What happened? I asked. Well, I went over there, Ron began. And I said, ma'am, see that kid over there? He's 12 years old. He's totally blind. And he's been sitting there the entire game with his baseball glove. Is there any way you would give me that baseball so I could give it to that kid? She said no. Ron continued. So then I took out the $40 and I said, I'll give you $40 for that baseball. And she said, okay. And she started to hand me the ball. But her boyfriend reached out and grabbed her hand and said, no, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go to a Dodgers game and get a foul ball. We're not giving it to that kid. Now, I know I'm a preacher, and preachers are supposed to have good thoughts about other people. But when Ron told me what happened, I did not have good thoughts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?